Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says they're desperate not to let the Premier League title slip away ahead of a huge game later tonight. They're 5 points clear at the top of the table ahead of tonight's trip to rivals Manchester City, who also have two games in hand. It's being billed as a potential trophy decider, but Arteta insists there's no guarantee they'll be crowned champions even if they beat City.
We really want it, and we're going to show that again, but then you have to deliver in the right moment, the right performance, and it has to be perfection, because that's what this last level demands.
Is there a football game on tonight? I didn't realise.
You've been looking nervous all day.
Who's playing? Arsenal.
The red
tonight.
Ones and the blue ones. I thought I would get this out the way nice and early.
I didn't realise. It must be a nothing match.
I can't wait as a neutral.
Even though
I lean more on the red side because of you. It's a great game to watch if you've got nothing. If you're a Watford fan, it's a great game to sit and watch.
It's a great game to watch if you haven't got heart palpitations.
But you're not
already
coming in tomorrow anyway, are you? Because you're working. So it's not even as though... Normally when I'm watching an Arsenal match, I'm thinking, please, please, please win. Because I have to spend the next day with you. I won't see you until Tuesday next week.
I know.
You would have forgot about it by then.
What, you think if we lose, do you reckon I've calmed down by then?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I'd hope so.
Weather.
Well, this afternoon will continue to be overcast with some bright sunny spells breaking through the clouds, but temperatures on your big drive home reaching 10 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
We're lighting a building site. This is amazing.
I know. So, Stevie.
I can't see Stevie. He's on top. I've got a stepladder in front of me.
Yeah, and are you liking the rubble in your room? I mean, this... I'm just saying it out loud. I don't think this happens at Capital.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. The mess is something that hopefully...
What are you having done? Are you having a patio done or what? It looks like you're having like a loft conversion in your new studio.
But they're putting some air conditioning in.
I thought you was having a fake tan salon.
Some bed.
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! Right then, Big Drive Home is on for Wednesday. Lizzo coming up. We start with Niall Horan and Heaven. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Lizzo, and about damn time, 11 minutes after 3, Wednesday, which means it's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? 81400, put the word Essex in front of your message. Grab us on the app as well.
I'm in the middle of taking down a fence that I've already put up.
Oh, of course, yeah, you had to move your fence, didn't you?
Because the council told me to.
Yeah.
It's quite annoying, actually.
So that's what you were in the middle of this week. Well, have we done this week?
I would hope so. And if you're listening, builders that are doing it now, it's not a sea break. Hurry up.
And also, are the builders listening?
I hope so.
Is the radio on there?
I'd imagine so.
Because I want them to know that you are constantly on your Ring doorbell, spying on them.
Yes. Yeah, I can see them. What was I doing yesterday? I was going...
You were shouting at them.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Through your Ring doorbell.
Yeah. Funny,
that's
right?
That's not how you get people to work better.
They done it faster when I said, I'm watching you. In a non-weird way.
It sounded weird. Tom, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of?
Bowl of porridge.
It's not a bowl of porridge. What you've made is literally water. It's too runny for porridge.
No, it's the right one.
No, it's not.
It's the way.
How have you got that? Okay, so... sorry, Essex, 1 second. I looked at your porridge and I smelt it, which was arguably weird. I smelt it and said, yes, it smells nice. Then I said, the consistency's wrong. I got Chris over, confirmed. I got Jack over, confirmed. Everyone confirmed. Everyone in the office. I mean, even the guy that's doing the air conditioning confirmed that your porridge looks bad.
It's too runny.
No, it was right. The way it needs to be.
But listen, it needs to be the consistency of like wallpaper paste, slightly more than wallpaper paste. Like it should hold on the spoon and not fall off.
See, if you put a little bit of sugar on it, you should still be able to see the sugar. Your one, the sugar would just disappear.
Yeah.
Because it's like a cup of tea. It's like milky.
It's like you were eating it like cornflakes.
Why else do you put liquid in it?
You do half a cup of oats to a cup of liquid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Stop getting porridge wrong.
I mean, how can you even get porridge wrong?
Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Let us know on the app, on the text, is Flo, Missy Elliott. It's Radio Essex, Flo, Missy Elliott and Fly Girl, 16 minutes after 3. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Darren says, middle of the week, what am I in the middle of? I'm in the middle of a traffic jam, Thundersley, heavy, Rayleigh Road, both directions between Dawes, Heath Road and Rayleigh Weir Interchange. That's what Darren's in the middle of.
Nice.
Suzanne in the middle of a tomato soup that she's just cracked open at work, but she said it's not Heinz.
Oh.
It doesn't taste the same.
That's so. Not good. It's got to be... I'm hoping... See, when I do Heinz, I put a little bit of butter.
Yeah,
tiny
I
bit
do
of
a little
butter,
bit,
not,
yeah.
not butter. And some black pepper.
It's becoming like a cookery show, weirdly.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter.
It does. It's not what I want to be doing.
Send
really.
Us a picture of your red... No, no, don't. No, don't.
Radio Essex, it's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Let us know on the text. And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back.
Right, I've got a random fact on this that
Go
not
on.
Everyone knows. Right, so I see an interview with Justin Timberlake. And he was... I mean, some people know it, but it was so cool, right? So when they were doing the beat for the song, him and Timberland... He just went, I know exactly, Justin Timberlake said, I know exactly how I'm going to come in with this. He was listening to the beat and he was like vibing on it. He said, I'm going to go, I'm bringing Sexy back. And just instinctively, Timberland went, yeah, like that.
And it stayed.
And that is the part that they kept in the hook, so they were recording.
Yeah.
And he just went, I'm bringing Sexy back, yeah. And they kept that exact yeah. And then placed it all the way through.
Completely
the
ad-libbed.
Yeah, which is incredible because it's just his reaction to it.
Can't wait for this. Timbaland is back. He's confirmed a new Justin Timberlake album.
Yeah.
Is finished, already recorded.
Really?
The producer is the same guy that worked on all the NSYNC stuff as well. So they were all teamed back together. He worked on Cry Me a River. He's worked on that song, Sexy Back and Mirrors. So... it will be a familiar Justin Timberlake sound.
Oh, wow.
And we'll find out very soon because it's being released extremely soon, is the words I've been told.
Extremely soon.
Justin Timberlake back, which would be good news. Thank you for all the things you're in the middle of. Let's wrap that up with Jenny in Pitsy. Says, hey, Chris and Scott, I'm in the middle of a delivery, which is impressive if you're a delivery driver. More impressive if you're a midwife.
Yes.
And you managed to be catching the show and dropping text into us as well. Here's Pink Trustful, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Mabel. I wish hello to Carla, who works at Bespokely Made Gourmet Popcorn, which I've had some, and
I would say it's bespokely made.
It's beautiful. Making a bucket of popcorn for the ladies' England rugby squad this afternoon for Saturday's game, for their after-game snack for In the Players' Lounge. I met one of the players, Claudia McDonald, on holiday in Devon a couple of weeks ago, and I said I'll make some for them. So
brilliant.
What a cool thing to be doing this afternoon.
That is cool.
Making snacks for the English ladies rugby team. That's amazing. Need to say hi to Steve in Norwich as well.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Because he's in Norwich and we need to add him to our exclusive Essex is the biggest county in the world map, which you can find on the website radioessex.com. Check it out because there's some places in Essex you wouldn't have known. Perth, Australia, Wisconsin, Tennessee, New York City, Milan, Norwich,
Zimbabwe, Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaica, yeah, there's loads on there. Listeners from all over the world. So if you're listening to the show right now and you're listening from out of, you know, central Essex and you're in the greater part of Essex, let us know. And on the text, that'll probably cost you money, actually. Use the app. It's easy.
Yeah.
Download the app, search for Radio Essex, and you can send us messages through there. Let us know whereabouts in the greater part of Essex you're
yes.
in. And we'll give you a shout out. We'll get you mentioned on the radio. And of course, if you're listening to this via the podcast, you can do the same thing as well by dropping us an app message or dropping Tom an email, tom.fenn, F-E-N-N, at radioessex.com, and let him know where you are, and we'll add you to the map as well, because the podcast counts.
Yes, it does.
Why did we have a random amount of people downloading the podcast at like 10 o'clock this morning?
I don't know.
A sudden spike of people going... Oh, I need
it was
to
like 13 minutes or something, you said. Like, in 13 yeah. minutes, we had, like, a random amount of people just going, yeah,
why
this
would
is
that,
cool.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
We don't have any adverts going.
No, I don't... Maybe.
Go on.
They'd listened yesterday or the day before, and they remembered that I said something. Oh, really, really funny.
So you think it's down to stuff
no,
you
no,
said?
No, I'm just... It's an example, Chris.
Okay.
They were listening yesterday, and I said something really funny, yeah. And they went, got to listen to it again. And then
all of them at 10:17 this morning said that.
Yes.
Did Joe maybe mention our podcast?
I don't think he did.
I just never understand with all the analytics you get on stuff like that, why all of a sudden at 10:17, a load of people in Essex went, oh, I know what I need to do, and they go, what, check your email? No, I need to download Chris and Scott's podcast from wherever I get my podcast from, searching for The Big Drive Home.
They're all in Perth.
Yeah, that's Essex. Why they're all part of the biggest county in the world. Check our map out. It's on the website, radioessex.com. Check the podcast out wherever you get your podcast from. It's Radio Essex, Sam Smith, Calvin Harris. I'm not here to make friends. 10 to 4. This guy didn't make any friends. Have you seen this on TikTok? This guy that missed his bus. So instead of just standing back at the bus stop and waiting for the next bus, he said, no, I'm just going to stand in front of this bus. Because you know you get bus drivers, not here in Essex, but in London, a little bit more jobs worthy.
So they
just shut the doors and you're standing there going, oh mate, let me in, I'm standing here now, and they're still in the bus thing. So the bus driver gone, no, shut the doors. So he just stood in front of the bus. It was the 113 heading to Marble Arch. It caused the biggest gridlock of traffic in London. The whole of Marble Arch, all around Oxford Street, all the build-up to that area around by the back of Buckingham Palace, and it was just all chock-a-block because this one bus was stuck and no one could move. And in the end, the bus driver let him on. It did work.
No, but you know what, right?
It's on TikTok if you want to see the footage.
I'm going to say that I kind of make the guy right. You know, if you... It's happened to me on a plane where I know I've been there with plenty of time, and I can still see the last people walking on, and I'm there, and they're like, and they're just being, you know, the job's worth, the it's 1 second past the time or whatever.
Standing in front of a plane's probably not great, though.
No, I couldn't stand in front of the plane because they wouldn't let me on.
They wouldn't let you onto the tarmac. Platform.
Yeah, but the fact that he's done it and then got on, it makes the bus driver look silly because he's the one.
And all the punters on the bus would be like, mate, just let him on.
Let the wheels on the bus go round and round.
But it is a good story. And it's a really, really good clip as well. It's on TikTok. You can search for it. Right, news and travel coming up next to 4 is Mae Stevens. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Thank you for having us on. Bit of sunshine around in Essex as well. Wednesday afternoon, it's Chris and Scott on The Big Drive Home. Big Brother's coming back. Everyone's talking about it. The reboot is back on. So it's gone from Channel 4 to Channel 5 to ITV.
Okay.
So it's back. They've got AJ Adudu and Will Best hosting, which I think would be really good.
Really good,
I think
yeah.
They'll be a really good pairing. They're taking the reins. It's led to a bit of upset online. Everyone's like, what about Ryland? Why isn't Ryland hosting it? I presume he's busy doing other stuff. He must have been asked.
Quite busy.
Because I would have thought he would have been the perfect Big Brother host.
Yeah. He does
Big Brother's Little Brother or whatever that's called, BBLB.
Big Brother's Bit on the Side?
Yeah, Bit on the Side. Yeah. And Dermot did BBLB. That was the first one. Big Brother's Little Brother was almost a better show than Big Brother.
I say bring back Davina. That's what I say.
Do you think she'd do it? Yeah, she would.
She is Big Brother.
Yeah, and the voiceover.
Yes.
Who we have on the show quite a lot.
Marcus.
Marcus Bentley is Big Brother. Is he going to be the voice? I think he is, isn't he? Have they announced that yet?
I'd imagine so,
got to be Marcus Bentley.
Tom, nodding doesn't work on the radio. I've said this to you quite a few times. So Chris asked the question, and Tom nodded at Chris.
When they give us three, the Big Brother's Little Brother show, and we're on the telly and there's cameras, nodding's fine.
Nodding's fine.
Until then, we have to talk.
Yeah.
Paint pictures.
Not nodding.
Theatre of the mind. That's what it is. So Big Brother's Little Brother may be coming back, but there'll be some kind of spin-off, won't there? There'll be some kind of ITV to show.
Yeah, definitely.
Check it out. That's coming back on the telly very, very soon. Right, news and travel on the way next at 4.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. We play the hits. Now, The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
How you doing, Essex? Thank you, Stevie. Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Big Drive Home continues. Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember on the way first, Ed Sheeran.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember, 4:10. We gave away Tom's email address on the radio. Maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
What, tom.fenn@radioessex.com?
Or keep doing it. FENN, that is. tom.fenn@radioessex.com. If you want to email Tom about anything.
Anything.
That's how you do it. And there's one that came through which worried Tommy. Left the studio for 5 minutes because it was in bold letters and it went subject, urgent. There was almost an alarm. It was like when you talk about Arsenal, when you get the alarm noise, which I can't actually play at the moment. That's what he had going on in his head. He's like, this is an urgent message.
Oh, was it all in capitals?
Yeah. And in bold. And it says, hello, Tom. We are from Chelmsford. We love the big drive home from school. We'd love a shout out. Henry, Louise, Ben, Toby. Thanks from Henry. That was the urgent message that came through.
Very urgent. Very urgent.
So hello.
If you want to tell him tomorrow what he had for lunch.
You can send your pictures of your dinner to tom.fenn@radioessex.com.
You can. That's doubling.
Thank you for that, guys. Thanks for listening. Miley Cyrus is Flowers. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers, 13 minutes after 4. One of my kids asked me the other day what they reckon Hannah Montana's up to nowadays. I was like, it's Miley Cyrus. They were like, really? I was like, yes.
Oh, that was an epic episode when she took a wig off, looked exactly the same. Everyone went, oh my God!
Miley Cyrus and Flowers, 13 minutes after 4. Let's do some more of these. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild thoughts, if you've not heard the show before, you're new to the show. Wild thought, well, this is good. This is good radio you've come up with.
I'm going to have to stop sending them, aren't I?
No, well, this is the thing. So in usual, you know, radio stations and TV stations, when there's a show happening, they all sit together in a room and they plan what's going to happen. It's called planning.
Yeah, it's a planning meeting.
We have a planning meeting. Scott doesn't turn up to the planning meeting. Scott sends random voice notes through to producer Tom's phone.
After work hours.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, normally.
More commitment.
Because you're still working.
Yeah, still working.
Still
when
working.
You're not, you're asleep.
No, yes, so what we've decided to do, instead of just turning those into content, it's actually easier just to play the voice note straight on the radio. Because it gives you an understanding as well of how the show's put together. So I've been given a choice of three to play, and I've not heard them. I only know what they're called. So, Tom, what are they called?
So, you've got Rag and Bone.
Yep.
Linguistics.
What? Sorry.
Wow. He said the word linguistics. That it doesn't sound lightly. Sure, it's not a wrong
under
number.
The umbrella.
Okay. He didn't say the word linguistics.
No.
If I said that word.
So, I've got an idea about linguistics. And what's the other word?
Meatloaf.
Oh. I'm going to have to go Rag and Bone.
Okay, I think I might know what this is, but I'm not sure.
Let's have a listen.
Hi, Tom. So,
How tired are you? You're tired and in the toilet by the sound of it.
Hi, Tom. So, you know the Rag and Bone Man, not as in the guy that, not Rag and Bone Man, the artist, but like the bloke that comes around
with the bell.
In a van called the Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
Well, Kerry thinks he goes, Rag and Bone, Rag and Bone. And I definitely think he goes, Rag and Bone, Rag and Bone.
What is this?
What do you think?
Okay.
So this one, I feel like Tom's done me dirty.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, because I feel like this one was me and Tom having a conversation and then maybe it wouldn't go into the folder because it is a wild thought. Because
yeah, it's a very wild thought.
But I can stand by it. Now it's been aired on the radio, which it hadn't been. But now it has been, I do stand by it.
Okay.
So Kerry, my wife Kerry,
yeah,
says that when he comes round on the thing and he's got the bell and that, she reckons he goes, Rag and Bone. And he doesn't. He definitely goes, and I think this is like across everywhere. It's not just one guy, it's everywhere.
No. Yeah.
They've got a generic, like, you know, the town crier type thing.
Yeah.
He goes, Rag and Bone. Rag and Bone is what I feel he does.
Wow. Okay.
And it's just a question to you, Tom, and maybe Essex.
Oh, it's a texter now.
Well, no, I'm just wondering. No, I didn't think it was.
We've got a voice note system on the app. If you
I
want
didn't
to
think
send
it
through.
Was.
Maybe you are a Rag and Bone man, and you can, or Rag and Bone woman, and you can get on the voice notes.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is you say, if that works. Or if you think you know, send us a voice note of how you think That is, are we actually doing?
Or they could just, I mean, they don't have to. Or that, because I didn't think Tom was going to do me dirty like this. or you could say that you agree with Kerry or you agree with Scott on
that. No. Okay. Voice notes with you doing how you think it sounds.
Okay, that would be magic.
That would, if we're going to bring it to life somehow, which is, you know, a stretch as it is.
Yeah.
That's probably how we bring it to life.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
And I'm going to ask you, Tom, as well. How do you think they say it? It could be a complete, you could disagree with both of us.
I don't actually remember. It's the bell rings and he's like, rag and bone. Yeah, I think like you said, rag and bone. It's the rag is longer than the bone. I think the rag is longer than the bone, as it were.
You think the rag
is longer than the bone.
Yeah. You just said that on the radio.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That is what I think.
Okay.
The bone isn't as long as the rag. The rag's definitely the longer bit. Rag and bone. I think they almost throw the bone away. The bone's like...
Oh, my... Stop. Just...
Okay. What about you, Tom? What do you think?
Tom thinks his link should stop. That's what Tom thinks.
What do you think, Tom?
I think it's rag and bone.
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah. I think it was so long rag, short bone.
So what you're saying is you're disrespecting my wife.
Wow.
You think that it's... She's wrong.
We can say she's wrong. You can't.
She is wrong. She's wrong. Go.
It's all about the small bone, long rag.
Rag and bone.
Human by...
Rag and bone.
That's exactly how it should sound.
Man.
It is 4:30. Thank you for humouring us with the answers to the question that Scott set. On one of his wild thoughts, this was a 3 o'clock voice note to Tom on a Saturday night.
Hi, Tom. So, you know the Rag and Bone Man, not as in the guy that, not Rag and Bone Man, the artist, but like the bloke that comes around in a van called the Rag and Bone Man. Well, Kerry thinks he goes, rag and bone, and I definitely think he goes, rag and bone.
So more wild thoughts from Scott at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a little taster. We just thought we'd play it to you because this is Tom's life. This is how producer Tom spends his weekends, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Voice notes come up on his phone. It's golden content like that. Thank you very much for your Rag and Bone Man. This is how Dobbo thinks he's done. Dobbo says they actually say now any old iron or lumber. My dad was one back in the day.
They used to say that.
Yeah, that's what they're like this. Go on, Dobbo.
Any old iron or lumber?
So that's what Dobbo says. Gary thinks this is pretty much how it works.
Rag and bone, rag and bone, rag and bone. Ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling. I've got the bell, we ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. 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 Also Rebecca in Southchurch, what do you reckon?
Rag and bone man, rag and bone man.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you Bart Simpson?
Just made it to a little, she made it into a Lil Nas episode.
Yeah. Rag and bone man.
Rebecca in Southchurch, thank you very much for that. I think we've, I think we've rinsed that now. I think that's done.
Rag and bone.
Lovely. 4:31, there's people chucking fridges outside right now. I definitely heard him.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Radio Essex, Belters Only, and Jazzy, Make Me Feel Good, 4:35, Chris and Scott. We're doing the big drive home across the whole of Essex, not just the little bit of Essex, the greater county of Essex.
It's a big deal.
Big, big county, everywhere. So, there's a couple who flew themselves and their two dogs to New York.
Okay.
Didn't use a standard plane. It was cheaper for them to use a private jet because it worked out cheaper than putting them into cargo. So they actually just chartered a jet.
How can that be cheaper?
Because apparently the cargo would have cost, in fact, she claimed she was quoted £12,000, £6,000 per dog for the journey.
That's ridiculous.
Then she came across a Facebook group advertising another way. Basically, a company was willing to load up a private jet with dogs and get them across the trip to New York for £4,000 cheaper than she would have done it on a normal plane.
So she'd have had to have paid £6,000 and £6,000, so yeah. £12,000, and
plus
then obviously
the
plus the tickets for her and maybe her partner.
And it was actually easier to hire a private jet. You see the adverts on Facebook, don't it, saying, oh, you're going to Stag Night in Amsterdam, hire a private jet if there's 20 of you, it'd be a lot cheaper.
That's ridiculous. That's the only way I'm going to fly now.
Yeah.
The only way I'm going to fly.
You're like me, aren't you? Like, oh, yep, need to buy a private jet now.
Yeah, I want to do that. I'm going to Scotland at the weekend. Might go on private
jet. You should have a five jet.
Well, just...
Just to pick you and the boys up going around.
Four people get pilot and
free. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It worked perfectly.
I think you get somebody serving you drinks and stuff like that as well.
Okay, okay.
I think that would work really well for you.
Tom, will you come on it and serve us drinks in it?
I can do drinks, yeah. They get paid.
Get them a trolley, it'd be
fiver.
Really?
Which translates to £3. is that a yes?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Wow, not an hour. Just
£5 for the year.
Just for the year?
Per year.
Yes, but you get to hang out with Richie and Sean from Five.
Oh, wow.
And it's more than you get here.
Yeah, true.
So, I'd do it.
And I get to go on a jet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on top of a jet.
Or you can pay to go on the jet.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
You can chip in.
I can't afford that.
No, if I give you £3, yeah. You give it back to be on the jet.
What other things in life are cheaper like that? What other things? There must be other things in life that you've worked out. You go, actually, if you do it this way around, it might be a long way around of doing it. It actually works out cheaper than the way you're supposed to do it. Because that she's basically saying, I wanted to take me and my husband, two dogs, on a flight to New York on a normal flight, but the cargo was so much money, it was cheaper to hire a private jet. There must be other things in life like that.
There's got to be.
Little life hacks like that. Oh, do you know, if you did it like this or we do it like that, it actually works out a lot cheaper.
So, you don't mean like coupons and stuff like that? You don't mean that?
No, not life hacks like that, but big ones like I've discovered that if you do this, it works out so much cheaper. But it sounds like it'd be more.
I like it.
Get him in. Let us know. Right, it is 20 to 5, latest on the roads coming up the weekend. Ariana Grande and Die For You are due for you next. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan and A Little Bit of Love.
Is that how you say it?
A little bit of love.
Tom Grennan.
It's Chris and Scott. It's a big drive home for Wednesday. Don't know if you've ever been on a crazy stag or a hen party, because some of them can end up quite, you know, in the most random places.
Yes.
I've done the pub golf, was quite fun. That's the last one I went to, where we all dressed up as golfers. I had some lime green sort of trousers on with a weird Fred Perry top. I actually looked like I worked in Asda. That was the look I was going for.
Was it?
Yeah, but the problem is, when you're with the group of people you're with, all looks fine.
That's great.
If you've got to get up early in the morning, so you're not staying for the whole night, and you're getting a train home on your own, not so good.
No, and so I'm good. Guessing that...
That's what happened.
Because I've been out with you.
Yeah,
that's you.
That's what happened. I had to leave early because we were going somewhere. Well, I think we were going on holiday. So we were
going to a tea party the next day.
We were flying out. We were flying out early in the morning. So I stayed till like 1 in the morning, last train home from Liverpool Street. But of course, as soon as I break away from the crowd, I now look conspicuous.
You look crazy, don't you?
I look like, you either work in Asda or you're mental.
Yeah.
This hen party went to Ireland recently, and they went to, you know, when they do a cattle market?
Yes.
They'll go, it's cattle, and they all shout, and the auctioneer's going, there's
cattle market.
This hen pie gate crashed one in Ireland. I don't understand how a hen party has ended up at a cattle market.
I don't. It sounds amazing.
Because it can't be planned.
No.
Where should we go? Brighton? Oh, Brighton's good. Yeah, I like Brighton. Let's go Brighton, Fred. What about London? Yeah, I've got an idea.
Stop doing that voice.
I've got an idea. Let's do Ireland. Yeah. I know a great cattle market. It doesn't sound like the most obvious place. But 10 of them ended up there next to the auctioneer, having a bit of banter with him whilst he was doing his auction. I bet he loved that.
I bet
he was like, oh, you girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so funny. The auctioneer commented afterwards that the hen party's visit may have actually increased trade.
Wow. Okay.
Craziest stag or hen party you've ever been on. Everyone, I think, has a hen night or a stag night story.
Yes, they do. I went to my mate Wee Man's stag
Andy's,
party.
Yeah,
and we went to Newcastle. And I was petrified. I don't really like doing the pub crawl stuff.
Especially
because I've got this face and I was in Newcastle. Well, I was with my mate Rob Walsh, who is, I'm going to say, he's a lunatic. He really is. He's a lunatic, right? And he brought a golf ball with him. And he was playing the golf ball game. I had to be introduced to this game. And what that meant was, if you had a pint of beer in your hand and someone put a golf ball in the beer, you had to down it.
Yeah.
Right? So you was always scared, like, trying to, because so what you do is then you, so you down your drink, then you've got the golf ball, now it's your, and you pass it on and it goes on. Well, I wasn't very good at the golf ball game because like, everyone else was sort of covering the top of their pint.
Yeah.
But I kept on forgetting. And it was always Rob. Every time I turn around, Rob's put a golf ball in my beer. And it was, but it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter when it was. This could be, because obviously, lads, you're a stag. Breakfast.
Yeah.
On the third night.
It was
night.
The whole time you were
yeah,
there.
Yeah. On the third day, we were going home that day and sitting down at breakfast. He puts a golf ball in my beer. And I was like, no, we're done. We're having breakfast. This is goodbye time. Uh-huh. And then but there was another lad there that we was doing it to, and he was worse than me at the golf ball game. And, he didn't get on the plane. Very bad.
What about you? Any crazy hen party stories, crazy stag party stories? I think everyone has one in their locker. Let us know yours. Maybe you're on one right now, doing Southend.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's a destination.
Come in.
Yeah,
no,
please don't. You can grab us on the app as well, News and Travel next at 5.
It's understood Chelsea are closing in on appointing Maurizio Pochettino as their new manager, with an announcement expected within the next week. Frank Lampard is likely to remain as caretaker manager until the end of the season and leads the team in tonight's Premier League game with Brentford. These fans at Stamford Bridge are hopeful the former Tottenham boss can help return the club to former glory.
I don't think you can have any complaints. I think he's in the top 5 managers in the world. The
question is, can he win trophies at Chelsea? Because he hasn't kind of proven that wherever he's gone.
I think he'd do well.
But he didn't win anything at Tottenham, did he?
No, but who does win anything at Tottenham?
Weather. Well, after an overcast but bright afternoon this evening, it will be dry and clear. Temperatures on your big drive home, however, still reaching 9 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan, and even I thought that was a harsh clip on Tottenham. I mean, that was brutal. That was brutal, Stevie. You know, did you do that for, like, fun, for me?
No. So I listened to it while I was typing, right, but I didn't really realise how brutal it was. So while you were just sitting here concentrating, I was like, oh...
Can we hear it again? In case anyone missed it.
There's a guy in the middle that's just excellent.
I don't think you can have any complaints. I think he's in the top 5 managers in the world.
Question is, can he win trophies at Chelsea? Because he hasn't kind of proven that wherever he's gone.
I think he'd do well.
But he didn't win anything at Tottenham, did he?
No, but who does win anything at Tottenham?
It's awful.
That is nasty.
God bless the fans at Stamford Bridge.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Right, big drive home continues. We're on till 6. Lauren on the evening show tonight from 6. LF System coming up. Afraid to Feel. First, Rita Ora and the Fatboy Slim. New tune. This is called Praising You.
Radio Essex.
LF System and Afraid to Feel. Big drive home, 10 past 5. Talking about stag do's and hen do's and the craziest ones you've ever been on, because there are many crazy stag do's that people have been on. And, you know, there's a few funny incidences, and you make the stag dress up in this, or the hen to put the old plates on, or whatever it is. I think the text I've got in from Anonymous that says the stag lost his ear after falling and getting it caught in a drain. It was stitched back on, got infected. He was hospitalised. The wedding went ahead with a big bandage on his head due to the infection. He couldn't travel abroad and the honeymoon was cancelled. Imagine who had to make that call to the bride.
Oh, no.
I mean, you'll never guess what happened.
I mean, that's literally worse than, like, the scenes in The Hangover. I mean,
That's literally...
Yeah, funny story, Julie. Funny story. You're going to love this.
He's in the church. Do you take... What?
we shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, there's a couple of stories, but I think it's pointless reading any more out. I think that wins the...
You win that.
You've won. Well done. 11 minutes after 5, A to Z of music coming up in just a second. Lizzo and SZA first. This special. Big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Lizzo and SZA special. 13 minutes after 5. End of the show coming up just before 6 tonight. We need you to get involved in that. We need you to say these words. Wednesday...
completed it, mate. It doesn't matter how you say it. Tom's suggesting that it might be an Arsenal Man City type thing. Scott's refused to get involved in that.
No,
what, with a score prediction.
Some kind of score prediction.
Right, like listen, 5-0 yeah. Man City. Listen.
5-0 what?
5-0 Man City,
yeah, if you wanted to
listen
do that.
To me.
Yeah.
Please don't. I am already so nervous. We're not talk sport. We don't talk about football.
Oh, yeah, we never talk about football.
We don't talk about football.
We're not interested. We don't even know what football is.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Don't know who that is.
No idea who that is. No, don't know.
It's not a football show.
No, it's not.
So how would you want them to end the show today?
At least Wednesday.
Or you want crying?
Yeah, because that's what I'll be doing later.
You can end the show however you want, but if you want to take those suggestions on board, you're more than welcome. Send us a voice note. You can do it via the app, but you need to say the words, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Anything else is fine, but as long as those words are in there, Wednesday, completed it, mate. And you could be starring at the end of the show. Radio Essex, The Weeknd. Take My Breath. Thank you for all your end of the shows tonight. If you want to get an end of the show in, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Doesn't have to be football related, poor Scott.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Don't have to do football related stuff.
I don't want it.
The only thing anyone's talking about is Arsenal, Man City. Ralphie, how's yours go?
Sunderland 2, Watford 1. Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Yeah, didn't have to bring. I mean, didn't have to start predicting Watford's score. I don't think that's as an important match.
No, he's got it wrong.
We're dead in the water.
No, you've got it wrong.
We're finished.
Yeah,
our season's done. So is ours.
So is ours tonight.
Yeah, but as is already gone. So nothing can hurt me in that way. We're going to finish mid table. We can't get playoffs. We can't get demoted. Finished. Done. Completed, mate.
Championship
completed, mate. But Ralphie, obviously a Sunderland fan, we're playing Sunderland on Saturday.
So he's already talking about it.
But you can. It doesn't have to be a football-related completed it, mate. Just get the words Wednesday, completed it, mate, into a sentence or just say those words.
And you'll
win. Send it through on a voice note. You could be ending the show tonight. A to Z of Music is playing after Ed Sheeran. Yeah, all we need Ed Sheeran, two-step.
It's Radio Essex. Keep on ruining people's songs.
It's exactly 5:30. And it's time for this.
Now, the A to Z of Music.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Groups.
Beginning with the letter H is what we're looking for. So any group that begins with the letter H. there is some amazing bands like Hardfi.
Excuse me?
Human League. Heaven 17.
Hanson.
And H and Claire. So there's lots of bands beginning with the letter H.
It's got to be Hanson.
What's wrong with H and Claire?
Did they not? No.
Hall & Oates. Hootie and the Blowfish. What a shout.
Hearsay.
Hearsay's a good shout as well. Hooberstank. The Reasons. Tune. Oh, you love that song.
Yeah, I do. What about the Human League, but we play the 5 version?
That's F. I've done that. Didn't you win F?
No.
Did they win F?
No. Human League.
Yeah.
But we play our version of Human.
It's not the Human League we're playing. Yeah, it's 5.
No, but
it's another couple of 33 pences in your pocket.
Yeah.
I understand how that works. Hearsay says Angie in Wisconsin over in Essex. Aretha saying Hall & Oates, Hootie and the Blowfish and Hanson. Good shout. I like the Hootie and the Blowfish suggestion. Keep those coming in. Grab us on the app as well. Let us know what group you think should go into the A Center Music beginning with the letter H. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue and finally 5:30. If you're a fan of Wrexham Football Club and the what's the documentary called on Disney Plus? Welcome to Wrexham.
Welcome to Wrexham, yeah.
If you're a fan of that show, let Tom tell you what he's just read about Rob McElhenney.
So, Rob McElhenney is going to try and convince Gareth Bale to come out of retirement to join Wrexham.
That's incredible.
It's doable, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's obviously Welsh. He's from Cardiff.
Yeah.
He's played Welsh football all his life as a national player. He's still at LA at the moment, but he's retiring at the end of the season. He's played 12 games, scored 2 this season for LA. But, even when he came back, everyone said when he came back at Tottenham, he wasn't great. He played 20 games and scored 11 goals. They'd take that now, I would have thought.
I think they would, yeah.
He's got 81 goals for Real Madrid. I mean, he would. I mean, can you imagine? Because I think he would. I think it's the kind of thing he'd go, yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
Because of all the hype, you've got the documentary. So for your image and your profile, it's not a bad thing because you're going to be on a worldwide documentary. He's building an American fan base now playing in LA. So actually, that documentary is huge in America because of the whole Ted Lasso effect as well.
See, I thought he had already quit and he was playing golf.
Well, I don't know. It says on the stats, 22-23 LA, he's played 12 games and scored 2 goals. So he's probably, he may have already stopped. But if he came out of retirement, Ben Foster came out of retirement.
I actually think it's something that could happen. And what a story as well.
That would be huge. What has he said? He's asked him to play golf.
So Rob McElhenney's tweeted a video saying, hey, Gareth Bale, let's play golf, where I totally won't spend 4 hours trying to convince you to unretire for one last season.
That's incredible.
Oh, I really want that to happen.
And I think they're desperately trying to get Ben Foster for one more season. So their first season in League Two, there's a chance to push for League One. It's such a beautiful story. I love the whole Wrexham story.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Football fan or not a football fan, it's just a story of pure delight and passion for a game. And it's incredible. Right, we have two songs battling it out on the A to Z of music tonight. We're on groups, being a Wednesday, beginning with the letter H. Is it going to be Happy Mondays? Put the word happy in your message box if you'd like to hear this song before six tonight. Or, for the first time ever, we're backing Hearts.
Yeah.
Different Hearts.
This is one of the best songs ever.
There's more music variety in this song alone. anyway, Heart alone. If you want to put this in your message box, text the word Essex Heart.
Let's
go alone. Text the word alone. Yes, Heart alone. No, Essex alone.
Essex alone, yes.
281400. Wow. Happy Mondays. Put Monday in your message box. If you want Heart alone, put the word alone in your message box. The winning tune will play before six tonight. Radio Essex, Jax Jones and Callum Scott with Whistle. It's Wednesday on the big drive home. David Guetta, Anne-Marie as well, and Baby Don't Hurt Me, the Hadaway tune, who was an artist beginning with H that we didn't feature on Monday, did we? Oh, you did. Did he win?
No,
he didn't win. Who won on Monday?
Harry Styles,
of course. Yeah, Harry Styles just sneaking in there and beating Hathaway. You imagine if that didn't happen.
It was always going to happen.
So Lauren is here, ready with the evening show in her hands.
Yes, it's in my hands right now.
You've got the whole thing, don't drop it.
No.
Because it's precious.
There's lots of hits there, Lauren, so don't drop any of them.
I can't drop any of the hits.
No, don't. Well, play them.
Joe's given you, he's entrusted you with basically his baby.
I know.
I mean, it's a big deal.
Don't drop the baby, Lauren.
What's happening on the show tonight?
Oh, all the fun stuff. I'm definitely going to be playing the hits. That's definitely going to be happening.
No one's going to complain.
Yeah. No one complains if you play too many hits.
I've got an idea. Do something like, I don't know, Hot 7 at 7. Play like the 7 hottest things. Do it at 7.
Good shout.
What do you reckon?
Sorry, what did you say? What was it called? The
Hot 7
Hot
at 7.
7.
Yeah, and then just play the hottest songs on the radio.
Yeah.
Like do them back to back.
Requests.
Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe set it up. I'll set it up on the app if you want to do it. I'll set it up on the app so you can vote.
Could you get like a website done?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks.
I'll do that tonight. It'll be before 7.
Amazing. Okay.
And then a feature called, I don't know, Backtrack or something?
That's a really good name.
What you could do with that, just spitballing
here.
Just riffing. Helicopter thinking, I'm doing.
Blue sky.
Why don't you play a song backwards?
Yeah.
And then they have to guess what it is.
Oh, I like it.
Well, wow, write that down.
Why don't you as well, in between and out of those features of the Hot 7 at 7 and Backtrack, did we call it?
Backtrack, yeah.
Just play random chart songs with a few older songs mixed in.
Yeah.
Some people trying to sell stuff to you as well, and then update the travel, and then news, what's happening in the world and that, and then just
get a Scottish guy.
Yes.
Do we know a Scottish guy?
I think we can find a Scottish newsreader for you within 8 minutes.
I see someone roaming around with a beard.
Yeah,
okay,
you'll
cool.
find them. Yeah. Anyway, that's happening after six, and we've just built the evening show, ladies and gentlemen, and Lauren will present that and deliver that to you in moments.
Yeah, I'll give it a good go anyway.
Have an amazing show. Unless you're an Arsenal fan, then obviously you're probably going to be watching the telly. Just saying.
Eight, I will be.
But for the rest of that
I've
show.
I've noticed that Lauren has got a red top on, so Yay. She must be a gooner.
I thought the other team were red as well.
No.
Wow.
Man City are blue.
Okay.
Man
blue.
City are
blue.
Man U are blue.
No, Man U are red. No.
Sorry, what?
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Man City are blue.
My whole life's been a lie.
I'm so good this is in Essex and not in Manchester
I'm
because
sorry,
you're
I'm
getting cancelled.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
She's oh, been no. at the Etihad going, come on, you Reds! Yeah. All right, coming up on 6 o'clock, the winner this week on the artist, no, the band beginning with H for Wednesday is Heart and Alone. So Heart will go into the draw with the best rap one, which was yesterday, which anyone remember that? Jump Around.
Yes.
House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Along with Harry Styles on Monday. These three artists will battle it out for the ultimate pop person star group beginning with the letter
H. And then
H.
on Thursday, Harry Styles will win.
Scott, you're off tomorrow.
I am.
You're gigging. And you're back on Tuesday after the bank holiday weekend.
I will be.
All right, have a good one. And we'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow.
Wednesday, completing it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.